It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okwenesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Monday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. It is June 12th, 2023. Hope your weekend was outstanding. Hope your Monday is treating you well. And thank you so much for being here. Whether you're tuned in on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on the tweet machine at RealColbert. And if you're on Facebook, give us a like. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go there on the Zuck machine. Also, bookmark the website. That's not only where you can listen to us via the stream. That's also where you can get all sorts of local and statewide sports content for your viewing pleasure. And I'm not just saying it for my health. Move it into your daily list of websites that you visit, 1650thefan.com. You will not regret it. Bookmark it. All right. Number to dial, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479 with any questions or comments to add to the program, or you can email the show those questions or comments. Perhaps maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, fire away. Email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, as usual, we'll get to area sports news and scores to lead it off here in just a little bit. After we're done there, we'll take the first time out, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. No Cubs game tonight, off day for the Cubs, but Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. So if you want to perhaps throw a shekel or two down on that, Brent and the guys in Vegas, they'll take care of you during this first time out like they always do. After that, we'll get a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday from Megan Mulford. We'll come back in the second segment. And folks, the high school baseball and softball seasons, like usual, flying by. And we're basically at midseason, roughly at midseason right now. So we're going to check in with our metro and area baseball teams starting today and moving forward. And in the next segment of today's show, Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School baseball coach Bob Ettringer will join the show. Columbus off to a 10-8 start this season. They're 5-2 and in first place of the Central in the North Iowa Cedar League. And the Sailors look to be realizing their potential right in this very moment. They've won four of their last five. The NICL, very tough as usual. But Coach Ettringer had a lot of new faces. And so it seems like this team is rounding into shape and has its best baseball ahead of it at this point. But we'll hear more from Coach in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break in segment number three, and we'll keep the baseball talk going. Brett Williams, Cedar Falls High School baseball coach, will also join today's show. The Tigers same but different, I would say, with the Sailors in terms of they're getting it done. That kind of like their pitching and hitting profiles are a little different. But another team that has depth, but then again, needed defined roles. You see what I'm getting at here with some of these, with the similarity between the Sailor baseball team and the Tiger baseball team? Well, now, just like the Sailors, they've got 18 games under their belt. The Tigers do. They're 11-7 and 5-7 in the Mississippi division of the MVC. The MVC just continues to be incredibly tough year in and year out. But much like the Sailors, they're starting to get it figured out. Who's best where and when? And it looks to me like the Tigers have their best baseball in front of them and that there's still quite a bit of potential that can be captured yet this season. So Coach Brett Williams will join us in the third segment of today's show. The Tigers got off to a slow start, but in their last 14 games, they've won 11 of them. So Coach Williams and his staff, like usual, they're getting a good handle on their team, on the team, and continue to press the right buttons, put guys in the right spots, and it's paid off, obviously, 11-3 in the last 14, like I mentioned. So we're going to talk a lot of high school baseball today on the show as we're at midseason. It is the second week of June. So in basically a month from now, postseason baseball and softball will be here. And so after we're done with Coach Williams today, of course, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary during that break. Come back for a final time and wrap up this Monday edition of the show. All right. Gosh, I hate to do this on a Monday. Like, you want to start off the week right, and as the kids would say, with good vibes. But with Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight and it appearing likely, if not quite likely, I don't want to be unfair to the Miami Heat. I mean, so impressive for them to have gotten to the NBA Finals as an 8 seed. And also, I don't want that to sound like it should be any sort of scarlet letter connotation. Like, the Heat are just good, obviously, right? Hot take there by yours truly. The team in the NBA Finals is good. That's expert analysis, folks. But nonetheless, really what I'm getting at here is the NBA Finals could end tonight, and then, therefore, you know, we're not going to talk about the NBA for quite some time on this show, more than likely. You know, the NBA draft will be coming up, so perhaps with Chris Murray, right, out of Iowa, we'll talk about the NBA draft a little bit, but in terms of just, like, strictly NBA, not related to college players from Iowa, Iowa State, you and I, wherever, in-state, going in the draft, the NBA talk will cease on this show. But I want to make sure before the season ends to admonish the loser that is Kendrick Perkins. This guy, like, and I want to preface by saying, and this has been me for some time now. I don't watch any of the, like, studio shows on ESPN. Like, either, you know, I don't have time to, or I choose not to if I do have the time. And a lot of times you can view this stuff on demand. So you're probably like, man, why does Kendrick Perkins bother you so much? Because you say you're not watching. Well, I don't, but it shows up on my social media feed. And I don't know how to change it. Ever since Elon took over Twitter, they're feeding you content from a lot of accounts you don't follow, which I don't like. It's like if I wanted their content, I would follow them. So now I'm constantly pushing the button where it's like, oh, you don't want to see this? Okay, we'll show you less of this. It's like, no, just don't show it to me at all. Don't show me less. I didn't even ask for it in the first place. Anyways, so that's how I'm getting, catching wind and seeing the videos of Kendrick Perkins just being an idiot. And it started months back when he made the claim that because 80% of the writers, the reporters that vote for MVP in the NBA are white, that the award is inherently racist, and said that the only reason that Jokic would probably win a third MVP this season was because the writers were racist. And he didn't win MVP. Joel Embiid won MVP. And you can debate that, of course. But he makes this claim that MVP voters are racist. And then they go and they vote for Joel Embiid. Mind you, since 1956, when the NBA started presenting the MVP award, there's only been 8 NBA MVPs who have been white. And beyond that, Kendrick Perkins, he said, well, if you look at Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash, who won MVPs, neither of them were in the top 10 in scoring. How do they do that, right? Like, these voters, they got to be racist. And he conveniently was like, you know, since 1990, they're the only MVPs who haven't been top 10 in scoring. What do you know who won MVP in 1987, 1989, and 1990 and was not in the top 10 in scoring? That would be Magic Johnson. And the fact that he, like, conveniently put that date on it, right, looking forward from that date, I think that tells you everything you need to know about this guy. When he's making a case, he's lobbying, you know, one of the probably, like, outside of, you know, being a murderer and a hardened criminal, right, one of the worst claims you can be making of a person or people is that they're racist. And he is twisting stats to say that the guys that vote for MVP in the NBA, who have only voted for 8 white MVPs since 1956, are racist. Meanwhile, he just conveniently left out, right before when his stats started, Magic Johnson wins 3 MVPs and was never in top 10 in scoring when he won them. And then recently, somehow this guy still has a job. I catch wind that he says Nikola Jokic, the Denver Nuggets star, is a stat patter. Says that, man, when he throws it to his teammates, they're shooting whether it's a good shot or a bad shot. Like, they're in it with him. Like, he's saying stuff in the locker room to him. And I've been in those locker rooms, and it's just, I don't know how, if you're a sensible media organization that cares about quality content, honest debates, I can even understand that if you're doing these debate shows, right, because ESPN and Fox both have them, that you need, it's going to be much more interesting if you've got guys not agreeing all the time. So some of it, by nature, some level of contrived, right? But if, I don't know how he still doesn't have, how this guy has a job. But more importantly, I mean, most importantly is, like, this is just a masterclass of why myself and I, you know, speaking with a lot of friends of mine, we grew up in the ESPN era. You get home from school, you turn on ESPN, I'd watch Pardon the Interruption with Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser. Around the Horn came on after that, would watch that, and usually I'd go back to school for a practice or something. But that's, you know, would always tune in, would watch shows on the weekend, Baseball Tonight, before Sunday Night Baseball. Always look forward to watching that. Don't watch any of it anymore. And it's just like, get out of your own way, ESPN. I don't know. I mean, this guy is, and this is probably the nicest thing you could say, is that he's clickbait television. Just say an S to get a reaction. And ESPN has been hemorrhaging money and laying off employees for years now. But they'll employ idiots like Kendrick Perkins. Certified idiot, Kendrick Perkins. So that's the only airtime that loser is ever going to get on this show ever again, unless maybe he gets fired and then we'll celebrate. As someone who's in this business, just less than no respect for that guy. And I wanted to get that out there and give this loser his due before the NBA season potentially ends tonight with the Denver Nuggets up 3-1 on the Miami Heat. So there you have it. Let's go good vibes now, okay? Jeez, Cole, wet blanket, why don't you? All right. No easy way to segue out of that. I seem to have a knack for making that happen. But nonetheless, let's get into it. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. Two Metro baseball teams played well on Saturday. Cedar Falls won the North Scott invite. Tigers beat Mid Prairie 12-1 in the semis. Down North Scott 9-6 in the title game. Waterloo East won the inaugural Larry Jones Invitational. Trojans went 2-0 in the round-robin tournament. East defeated Dyke New Hartford 5-2 and North Fayette Valley 6-5. Meanwhile, this evening, a Metro baseball doubleheader. Cedar Falls plays at Class 3A defending state champs Western Dubuque. Waterloo West plays host to Iowa City Liberty, and Waterloo East is at home against Marshalltown. The Waterloo East softball team also hosting Marshalltown for a doubleheader. The latest Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings are out. No area schools ranked in this week's polls. Ankeny Centennial, number one in 4A. Western Dubuque holds the top spot in 3A. Van Meter, number one in 2A. And in Class 1A, Mason City Newman, top ranked. Former Cedar Falls baseball standout Caleb Raistey is transferring to Grandview from Upper Iowa. He redshirted last season for the Peacocks. He was a three-year starter at third base and shortstop for Cedar Falls. His senior season, he batted 350 with a pair of homers and drove in 40 runs. Iowa sophomore pitcher Brody Brecht has been invited to the USA Baseball Collegiate National Team training camp in North Carolina. The camp features 56 of the best non-draft eligible college players for a four-game intra-squad series from June 25th through the 28th. USA Baseball will then name a final 26-man collegiate national team roster after the training camp that will represent the United States in a series against Chinese Taipei and Japan from June 30th through July 12th. Brecht earned first-team All-Big Ten honors this season in 16 starts. He had a 3.74 ERA and struck out 109 in 77 innings. The Waterloo Bucks struggles continue. They lost at home to Wilmer 5-0 yesterday. Three Wilmer pitchers combined to toss a one-hitter. Six straight losses for the Bucks, now 4-10 this season. Waterloo looking to snap the streak tonight. Opens up a two-game series with La Crosse at Riverfront Stadium. First pitch at 6:35. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we talk baseball. Waterloo Columbus High School baseball coach Bob Ettringer joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Denver Nuggets will try to win their first ever NBA title tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat, a series they lead 3-1. Heat guard Tyler Hero was upgraded from out to questionable for tonight's game. He hasn't played since breaking his hand in the first game of their playoff series against the Bucks in April. In NFL news, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will wear their throwback creamsicle uniforms in their game on October 15th against the Detroit Lions. They haven't worn them since 2012. In soccer news, Kylian Mbappe has told PSG that he will not extend his current contract, which ends in 2024. In golf news, a U.S. Senate subcommittee has opened a review of the PGA Tour's planned alliance with the DP World Tour and Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, which backs LIV Golf.
This is Pat Hughes. Listen to the Chicago Cubs and fly the W right here on 1650 The Fan.
If you need a garage, you need Action. Action Garage Builders.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
First Bank, serving you first.
We truly customize the experience to our client. So whether it's a first-time home buyer or somebody that's purchasing their 10th home, we truly want to make sure that throughout the whole process they're 100% comfortable. Our communication with them and also the other third parties such as realtors or title companies, we take pride in that. We make sure that every step of the way that we're holding their hand or guiding them through the process.
First Bank, serving you first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nagel Signs in Waterloo is looking for installers and fabricators who want to take their career to new heights. Nagel Signs is a locally owned and family-run full-service sign company, and we need more quality people who are ready to earn competitive wages and great benefits. Electricians, fabricators, and people with construction skills are encouraged to apply, and we offer on-the-job training for motivated people who want to bring their career to new heights. Visit NagelSigns.com for an application, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's Betting Splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cubs headed back to Wrigley Field in Chicago, where they'll meet the Pittsburgh Pirates tomorrow. The Cubs open as $1.55 favorite at Wrigley. The Pirates plus 135. Cubs wrapped up their West Coast trip with a 13-3 loss at San Francisco. Giants with $1.48 favorite. Coming up today, the St. Louis Cardinals, $1.17 home dog against San Francisco. The Giants minus 127. 8.5 under the total at Busch Stadium. Kansas City Royals, $1.10 home favorite against Cincinnati, even money. 9 flat the total at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals have dropped 6 straight. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 57 tonight under overcast skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 84 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 59. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 57 tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 73.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And folks, if you're not paying attention, the high school baseball and softball seasons, they're flying by like usual. And roughly at the halfway point here is how far along we already are. So we're checking in on our Metro baseball and softball teams. And right now we're joined by Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School baseball coach Bob Ettringer. Bob, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Cole. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about your Sailor baseball team. You guys are 10-8 this season, 5-2 in the Central Division of the North Iowa Cedar League. I'm looking at your schedule, and you've won 4 of your last 5, and that good mark in conference play, obviously, that I mentioned before. So let's just kind of look at these last 4 or 5 games, Bob. What stood out to you about that recent good stretch of play that your team's had?
Last 4 or 5 games have been good. We're still trying to put that puzzle together. We've got a lot of new faces, a lot of kids that are getting moved around in different positions just to kind of put that recipe together, getting them where they can be successful as individuals and then we can be successful as a team.
Fair to say going into the season that there are a lot of questions with these new faces and you knew it was just going to be, you're going to have to, you know, play games to figure out, you know, what's your best lineup.
Definitely, that's where we're at right now. It's kind of been a roller coaster. We've had our great games. We've had a lot of what-if games. We've got 8 losses this year. 6 of those losses have been by 1 run. So those what-if games, if this play was made here, where could we be? But I think our recipe is starting to come together right now. We're getting kids in the right position so they can be successful and so we can be successful as a team.
It is tough as 1-run losses are, and you point out, Coach Ettringer, you know, the 8 losses this season, 6 by 1 run. I would hope if your team's, you know, taking that the right way, they're probably looking at it like, man, we are close. Like, we can be a really good team. Is that what you sense from your guys?
Definitely. That's the message we're sending to them. I think we've shown that we can play with the best in the state, the best in the conference. And we've also shown that if we're not on our game, that we can lose to some teams too. Mm-hmm. But I think that recipe, like I said, we're starting to get guys in the right position. They're starting to become competent. We got a couple days of practice here where we can actually get our feet under our feet under us, and just kind of revisit all those mechanics and everything that we need.
And Coach, I'm thinking here, as you mentioned, you know, you're figuring out your recipe. What's been the identity like when you're playing great baseball? You know, what's been the recipe when this team is at its best and toughest to beat? What are the things that your Sailors are doing well?
I think our biggest takeaway from the season thus far is our pitching staff. We've got guys that are going out there and they're throwing complete games. Basically, we try and pound the zone, throw strikes, and play defense. We've got a lot of guys, Connor Knudsen, Major Westhoff, Nick Merrifield, Thomas Steele. Those guys are going out there and they're getting it done. Throwing strikes, making them swing the bat.
Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School baseball coach Bob Ettringer, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. And Coach, I'm glad you brought up your pitching staff. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. You mentioned the names, Nick Merrifield, Connor Knudsen, a couple that you mentioned there. They're your top two in innings pitched so far this season. Both have ERAs below two. You mentioned strike throwing's been a big part of it. But take us a little deeper on those two, and Nick and Connor. What really makes them special? I mean, you got to be special if you're putting up numbers like those guys have.
Definitely, definitely. I think it's their pitch execution. I'm sorry. They can throw the fastball. They can throw the changeup. They can mix in the breaking ball. So kind of to keep the batters off balance is kind of our big thing. We're always going to try and throw strikes. We're always going to come at you and pitch to contact. But then you can mix in the changeup. Then you can mix in the curveball, and that really keeps the guys off balance. That's kind of where they're at. That's why they've been so good for us, because they have that pitching, those pitches that they can go to.
And both have been really great in the batter's box as well. I mean, you're getting contributions two ways from both of those guys.
Definitely. Nick Merrifield, every time he comes up, he's on base. Base hit by a pitch, walk. He's really excelled this year. Connor Knudsen's been in the zone all year. He's hitting everything everywhere. So he's our captain. He's been kind of the rock, the leader for us. He's definitely doing a great job for us.
And when you look elsewhere with your team offensively, Coach Ettringer, one thing that sticks out to me is for what your team might lack in slugging percentage and traditional power, you're getting on base at a great clip. You're stealing almost three bases per game. It looks like a traditional, more old school small ball offense. Is that the case?
Definitely, definitely. That's our key. We're trying to put pressure on the other team, whether it's a sack bunt or a bunt for a hit or a base hit. My biggest thing this year for us is kind of a two strike approach, shortening that swing, putting in play, and making that team field the ball and throw the ball. So that's kind of our focus, really trying to put pressure on the other team.
You know, one thing that sticks out to me, Coach, is watching a lot of the College World Series right now and seeing the amount of small ball that finds its way into postseason collegiate baseball. It also makes me think, like, it finds its way into the high school baseball postseason as well, where teams that – you know, maybe weren't doing it hardly at all in the regular season, see the value, like you just talked about, in putting the pressure on defenses with small ball, and albeit sometimes it backfires, right, because those teams are trying to do something they haven't done. But would you agree that it does seem like you see the small ball show its face, whether a team's been doing it or not, in postseason?
Definitely, definitely. Anytime you can put pressure on that defense, you got to pick up a bunt. You got to make the throw across. They got to make the play. So it's definitely putting pressure on them. Maybe they haven't seen bunts all year. So anything we can do to put pressure on them, whether it be stealing bases or anything, that's kind of our motto this year. Just kind of put pressure on them, make them make the adjustments.
As I mentioned at the top of the interview, Coach, you guys 18 games into the season, you know, roughly at the halfway point here. And you may have touched on this already, but is there anything in particular you and your staff have identified now at this point? And certainly, you know, it makes me think about how earlier, you know, putting guys in the right spot is a big part of this, like you touched on. But beyond that, is there anything that you and your staff go, man, if we, you know, sharpen up a little bit here, or, you know, put a little polish on what we're doing here, we're going to be able to raise our game up a level.
Yep, and we've started seeing that focus right now on the defense. I think our pitching staff is there. They're doing their job. Offensively, we've been doing pretty good. It's just making those plays, those ground balls and those fly balls. And now I think that we've got guys in the right position that's starting to show its head. Also, now that we've got a couple of days off here to work on practices mm-hmm. and mechanics and what to do here and what to do there, I think that we're heading in the right direction.
I think that's something that does not get talked about enough, and that's the lack of available practice time during a baseball or softball season. And, you know, it's not necessarily anybody's fault, but you just the assumption that it's like basketball or football is, couldn't be any more incorrect, right, Coach? I mean, it's really, you know, what have you found in your process of being a head baseball coach the best way to try to improve throughout the season when, like I mentioned, the challenge is you don't have much time to practice after the games start?
Definitely. This is one break in the schedule now where we can revisit everything that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
These last couple weeks, it's been game, which is okay. We like to play those games. But now that we think we got everything in the right direction, now we can go back and revisit bunt coverages. We can revisit all that stuff, which we haven't had time to do mm-hmm. this year in those first 18 games.
And what are you thinking in terms of this North Iowa Cedar League Central Division race? You guys, with your good start here, 5-2 in conference play, are in first place in the Central. I mean, what do you anticipate here on the back half of the regular season that your guys are going to have cut out for them if they want to stay there?
Yeah, definitely. We got a tough schedule left. Basically, I think we've got Denver and Dexter Hartford left. They're going to be tough games.
Mm-hmm.
They always play us tough. So it's probably going to be a dogfight to the last doubleheader of the year. I think we had Dexter Hartford our last doubleheader. So it's going to – we got to play well to get there.
And you've got Gladbrook-Rhinebeck coming up on Wednesday night. That's your next game. You had mentioned a couple days off here to work on things. And not only is that good just for the overall picture, but Gladbrook-Rhinebeck's playing great baseball in the West Division of the NICL. What do you know in terms of what you're going to be facing on Wednesday night against the Rebels?
Yeah, GR is always good. They're going to come out and they're going to fight tooth and nail with you. The only good thing about this break that we've had this week is we can kind of line our pitching a little bit,
mm-hmm.
which in the first 18 games when you're going, you don't have that choice. You got to play for that day and then see how it falls out. But now lining those guys up, I think we'll be okay. I don't know a lot about GR. I know they're playing well, and I know they're a tough opponent.
Well, Coach Ettinger, thanks so much for your time today on the show. I got to tell you, your team playing small ball, pitching it really well, playing good defense that, you know, like you point out, you're working to improve and make even better. I like the recipe for what it looks like for you guys when the postseason rolls around. I really do.
Yep, definitely. Thank you, Cole, for everything.
Hey, thank you. Bob Ettinger, Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School baseball coach, kind enough to join us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we're going to keep talking baseball and check in with another Metro team. Cedar Falls coach Brett Williams joins us next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Field of Dreams in Dyersville hosts its first ever high school baseball game tonight when Clarion Goldfield Dowse plays Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Clarion Goldfield Dowse coach Ryan Nail says the idea dates back to him being one of the lucky few thousand people who attended the White Sox-Yankees game in Dyersville back in 2021.
You know, the attention and the excitement when even we went over there for that game on a different field was at the movie site, you know, people getting their pictures taken, having the old-time players out there.
Van Meter is the new top-ranked team in 2A in the latest Radio Iowa Baseball Coaches Association high school poll. The other top-ranked teams are the same, Mason City Newman in Class 1A, Western Dubuque in 3A, Ankeny Centennial in 4A. Iowa State basketball coach T.J. Altzelberger has named Stevie Taylor as the Cyclones' assistant director of player development. He spent the last year at Toledo, where he was the director of operations. This is Radio Iowa.
This message is for those that are struggling with their health. Did you know that more than one out of every three adults in Iowa are likely to have prediabetes? Having undiagnosed prediabetes can lead to diabetes within 5 years. This is why we must stop diabetes before it starts. I don't want to be a statistic, and I don't want you to be a statistic. Take a quiz to find out if you might have prediabetes at hhs.iowa.gov. Stop diabetes before it starts. This message from the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Maybe I didn't love you.
It's a tribute to the country legends with nationally acclaimed tribute artists performing Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, George Strait, and Garth Brooks. It's Corn Country Fest, presented by Veridian Credit Union, coming to the National Cattle Congress Fairgrounds Saturday, July 8th.
Do you love me?
Bring your lawn chairs and celebrate all things country, including mechanical bull riding. Tickets are 32% off right now, just $23. VIP seating still available and include 2 drink tokens, meet and greet opportunities, and exclusive seating plus front of the stage area. Corn Country Fest, presented by Veridian Credit Union and brought to you by The Scoop, Geary Brothers Collision, Coyote Classics, Simpson Floor Covering, Dr. Power Sports, Bush Light, Person Kitchen and Bath Design, KWWL News 7, and Families First Counseling Services. Tribute to Willie, Waylon, George, and Garth. Plus, music from Jordy Arnt and the Howlers and Throwback Jack. Corn Country Fest, Saturday, July 8th in Waterloo. Get your tickets now at corncountryfest.com.
This month, we're extending a hearty congratulations to our Gold Star teachers, Central Middle School's Kendall Rockford, Irving Elementary's Anne Schreck, Orange Elementary's Roshana Greer, and Hoover Middle School's Joellen Pruis. We're also celebrating our board members for the positive impact they make on our district. Specifically, get this. Board member Lyle Schmidt has served 30 years on our Waterloo Schools board. Thank you, Director Schmidt. Recently, he shared with us that he was the first in his family to be able to go to college. He became an engineer, and it changed the trajectory of his life. And he serves on our board and supports education because, in his words, what we offer today can change the trajectory of many students' lives ahead. We also celebrated the 20th anniversary of the opening of the Dr. Walter Cunningham School for Excellence. At Waterloo Schools, we're so proud of our rich traditions and phenomenal students, staff, board, and volunteers. Thank you to the entire community for supporting our students. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
3 days, 3 stages, 1 festival, and it's all free. The 2023 Cedar Basin Music Festival, Friday, June 23rd through Sunday, June 25th in Cedar Falls. Presented by Green State Credit Union. Jam at the Dam on the heritage stages behind the Ice House Museum features headliners Jay Allen, Pork Tornadoes, and more. See the full lineup at cedarbasinmusic.org. The 2023 Cedar Basin Music Festival.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And, folks, it's flying by. That being baseball and softball seasons at the high school level this summer, basically roughly at the midway point. And so we're going to check in with Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams right now. Coach Williams joins us. Brett, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Doing great, man. The weather's been awesome this year for baseball, so we've been really fortunate at that end. And so it's crazy to think that we're almost 20 games in, and that's about halfway, and it's wild. It does fly by.
Yeah, it does. And that's why I wanted to make sure that we caught up with you. Your team's been playing some really good baseball after getting off to a rough start. You look back at this weekend, you got a pair of wins at North Scott's Lancer Baseball Invitational against Mid Prairie and North Scott. So just take us back to the weekend. What sticks out thinking back on those two W's?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just starting to kind of, we talk about finding our identity. I knew early on that was one of the things that we needed to do as a team. And, we're starting to put good swings on it. We've had 4 different kids hit home runs, and just the ability to kind of not be out of a game. And this weekend we scored a lot of runs, almost 20 runs, and most of them were early on, and just putting pressure on the other teams to field the ball when we give them opportunities. And we've really harped on that a lot as a team. You know, even on our end, is when teams give us chances to get outs, we need to go get them. And our hitters have just become more disciplined, understanding what balls they want to put good swings on. And we talk a lot about that and work a lot on that. And I think the guys have really bought into that, those plans of like, hey, what balls can I hit and when do I take those swings, right? Not every count am I going to try to hit the ball out of the park. But when I do try to, let's make sure we get it and we smash it.
In your last 14 games, you're 11-3. As I had mentioned, you know, you got off to a rough start. You lost your first four. But what would you point to, Coach Williams? I mean, obviously a part of that, you know, you just spoke about with the approach in the batter's box. But, you know, looking over a sample of 14 games where you've won 11 of them, you know, besides being organized in the batter's box, what have you really liked?
Well, our pitchers have been super efficient throughout games, and that allows us to, at ends of weeks, feel good about our bullpen. You know, you talk about weekend games, those are always difficult, right? Because we've got, you know, the way our conference goes, it's Monday, Friday. Well, we went to Norway 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, played Waukee Northwest and Southeast Polk. Well, our two starting pitchers threw 13 2/3 innings on that night. And then the next Monday, I think both of our kids threw complete games or close to it. And then we come to, you know, this weekend, we had a great starting pitching from, you know, a guy like Jack Murphy, Drew Grady. So we just have our pitchers have been super efficient. I don't know that we've had a kid throw over 100 pitches yet this year, and that helps just not only arm care and then late in the season, but then also our bullpens are always ready. If a kid maybe doesn't have his A-plus stuff, we can go to someone really quick and give us a chance.
Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. The Tigers are 11-7 overall, 5-7 in a really tough Mississippi division of the MVC. And Coach Williams, just to kind of follow up on your pitching staff there, you've got five guys on your staff that are between 14 and 22 innings pitched. It's obvious, you know, what you said before the season when you were on the show about depth, you know, whether it be in the lineup, out in the field, or on the pitcher's mound, is ringing true so far this season. And I would imagine, just from the way it looks, that it's just as you and your staff kind of figure out what spots are best for your guys, that your team is continuing to improve.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is matchups with our bullpen. And, you know, let's say we've got a guy that throws really hard, and can we follow him up with a guy that the ball moves around and stuff? And we've really kind of leaned into that. And then, you know, like I said, it's just the depth that we have. We probably have, you know, out of the five guys that have thrown, you know, double-digit innings, we probably have three or four more that, and we'd like to get more innings. It's just those guys are going deep into games. And so that's part of it. It helps us. And like I said, it helps, you know, when a guy maybe doesn't have his A-plus stuff, we can say, well, let's go to this guy in the bullpen. We'll bring that other guy back later in the week, or give them a little extra rest for them to not throw with tired arms. And that's probably the key to winning a lot of high school baseball games, is not having kids have to throw with tired arms. And so we've been really fortunate that way. And just had some guys have some great performances. And so that encourages our hitters. It gives us the chance to be in every game. And, you know, where we, you know, maybe late in the game, you know, we had a game where we got down big and had a guy come in, he ate up a bunch of innings, and we came back and won a game 9-7 in 8 innings because our hitters just kind of got together and got after it. And so be able to do that and then be able to come back the next night and throw deep innings is huge. And so then that just helps us win ball games where, if we get to another team's bullpen, maybe that's not always the experienced pitchers.
Overall, with this team's depth, how much has that played a role in what seems to be the consistent improvement throughout the season? Whereas we just talked about with the pitching staff figuring out the matchups, who's best when, just overall, whether it's, you know, offense, defense, pitching staff, how much is the process of figuring out how to best utilize your depth led you to believe, like, this is why we're getting better and this is why we could potentially still improve a lot more?
Well, I think part of it is then confidence in your teammates. And so we preach a lot of that as a coaching staff, is, you know, be confident in your teammates. Let's celebrate our teammates you know, on a given night, it might be a different guy that we have to rely on. And, and when you do have that depth, we have the ability to do that. So maybe there's not a pressure on a certain, you know, player or individual. And we just have seen some of those guys relax then and say, like, I don't have to do it all. And so, you know, one night it might be the top of our lineup is scoring a bunch of runs and we've got some really fantastic hitters. But then on another night, it might be the, you know, six, seven, eight, nine guys getting on base so that then, you know, our top of the lineup can hit with runners on and that kind of stuff. And so I think that's the key. I mean, I think we can win ball games in a lot of different ways and when we've had to, you know, and, you know, we really even on the base pass, we've got some different athleticism guys that we can bring off the bench that give us a spark. And I think that's part of it. And I think it's, you know, it's hard because sometimes in baseball, you have to ask kids to maybe fill a role that they're not used to. And it's like, but we need you to do that role. And that's what we're asking you to do as a team. And I think that's the biggest thing as a staff we're trying to develop in these guys is when we're asking you to do a role or a job, like your teammates and our coaches, we trust that you can do that. And I think that just develops over time. And it's a lot of us as coaches probably reiterating that and seeming like a broken record, but eventually the guys believe in that. And we told them the other night, I think if we play confident baseball, we're probably as good as any team. As coaches, we trust our guys to do that. And, and I think the games that we do lose is sometimes those little things that we kind of maybe aren't as confident in, and we just got to clean those up.
And you guys take on Western Dubuque tonight. Let's just talk about that matchup real quick. They're leading the Valley Division, so you got a tough road doubleheader this evening, Coach Williams. I mean, what's the scouting report, and how are you guys going to set up your lineup, set up your pitching staff to take on a really good Bobcats team?
Well, we just talked about that earlier this morning. You know, we did a little BP session. You know, it's like this is the returning state champs. They're top of 3A right now. They're offensively they're fantastic, and that's nothing against their pitching staff. It's just offensively we're just going to have. We talk about this a lot as pitchers. You know, when our pitchers allow us to get outs, we've got to get them. We can't allow a team like Western Dubuque to have an extra at bat in an inning, maybe get a, you know, no free base runners, you know, that type of things. And I think those are the little things that we have to clean up as a group is, you know, let's not lead a leadoff walk or hit batter or an error leads to a run. Like, let's make sure we clean that up. And so those little things like that against a really great team. And, you know, we're going over there. That's always a place that's tough to win. You know, we would talk to them. We haven't won there a whole lot, except I mean, I think in 2020 we won there a district semifinal, and it's been hard wins to get over there in the past. And it's just because they play great baseball. They do the little things right. And it's kind of one of those programs and teams that we've got to kind of, you know, maybe emulate a little bit, but just, you know, get after it.
And, Coach, just a couple more I want to ask you. One being, you know, the amount of seniors and juniors on this team. You know, you talked earlier about fulfilling roles and how that's going to lead to you guys, you know, reaching your potential. I have to imagine that, you know, when you're asking perhaps, you know, a young guy to get out of his comfort zone, that it's got to be a benefit that you've got so many seniors and juniors, you know, the guys who should be able to take on those sort of challenges.
Yeah, and I think part of it is that's it. Like, people trusting each other and, like, understanding and looking at. We've got some kids that have worked really hard to improve their baseball skill, and it's like, that's such a great example for our young players. And honestly, we've talked a lot about there's probably some seniors on our team that are really good baseball players that are having roles that maybe they didn't expect or it's a little different than what they want. But if they can understand that what's best for the team is what we're going to do, and that's important as a foundational, you know, key to our team. And I've kind of taken that from the other successful programs at Cedar Falls. You know, it's buying into roles as a team, because ultimately what do we want to be? We're going to be the best team at the end of the year. And I think so having guys that are experienced in that are seeing that, and then they can pass that on to the younger kids. And maybe when we do ask younger players to help fill the roles, they come in and there's not a ton of pressure on them, right? They understand that, hey, coach is asking me to fill a specific role. Can I do that? And it maybe isn't, you know, the main role, but it's a role that we need to be the best team that we can be. And I think that's one thing that I'm really proud of this team this year so far is guys have done that with a lot of integrity and just energy.
Yeah, Coach, what sticks out to me is that, well, one, like usual, the MVC is just crazy talented and it's beating itself up again. But, you know, you dig into the numbers and it just seems to me like your team is ascending and there's a lot of potential there left to tap into. Like, you guys look well positioned to be playing your best baseball here as, you know, you get into the back half of the regular season.
Well, and some of that is we've got to understand there's ebbs and flows within the season, right? And,
yep.
And you know, we start 2-4, we get a little nervous, and then all of a sudden we get on a roll, and then we're playing teams that, you know, maybe on paper we shouldn't be beating or whatever, and, you know, and we go and take a couple here or there, and then we start to play a little more confident, and that's going to happen, and we got to understand the baseball season is a tough, fast season, mm-hmm. and good things are going to happen and bad things are going to happen, and how do we react to those bad things when they do happen, and just come together as a team, and we've done that for the most part, and so that's what I'm really proud of these guys is you know, the ebbs and flows of the season are tough, and the competitive balance in our conference is outstanding, and
yeah.
there's not a night off, right? And even the teams that maybe look like they're struggling on paper, they may have a guy that on a given night can come and you know, dictate what happens in a game, and you got to understand that you got to kind of ride those waves and come, you know, ready to play each night.
Coach Williams, thanks so much for joining the show. Always a pleasure to talk to you and learn more about your team. Best of luck tonight against Western Dubuque, and best of luck the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll catch up again sometime here soon.
Yeah, we appreciate the coverage, Cole, and yeah, thanks a lot for all you do.
Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams, kind enough to join a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, they got a tough one tonight on the road, doubleheader at Western Dubuque. That'll be a good test of where these Tigers are right now against the defending Class 3A state champions. So get out and support the Tigers. They've got a really good baseball team. And like Coach and I were talking, you know, you're basically into the back half of the regular season now. The baseball and softball seasons always fly by. And so get out and support our Metro baseball and softball teams. And the weather's been great, so you got no excuse not to. Let's take this time out. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time and wrap up this Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
JB Long with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. New Broncos defensive end Frank Clark believes that Denver has the type of team to, quote, turn it around in a heartbeat. Clark recently signed a one-year, $5.5 million deal and told the Undefined podcast, "I've seen it and I know it. They just need to add a few pieces to get the job done, and I feel like they're doing the right thing adding me." Clark spent the last four seasons with the Chiefs. After 9 years with five NFL teams, running back Latavius Murray said he's excited to play for a contender, and his singular focus is to play a part in the Bills' journey to win the franchise's first Super Bowl. Murray signed a one-year deal with Buffalo here in 2023. Want more coverage of the NFL offseason? With NFL Plus, enjoy live events and on-demand content, as well as two exclusive live inside minicamp shows this Tuesday and Wednesday, June 13th and 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Missing Wi-Fi coverage in some rooms in your home? Waverly Utilities Whole Home Wi-Fi has you covered. If you have rooms where you experience poor Wi-Fi connection or no connection at all, the problem isn't with your internet service. It's with your Wi-Fi network. Waverly Utilities Whole Home Wi-Fi provides reliable coverage throughout your home for just $10.40 a month. Learn more at waverlyutilities.com.
Making life better, making life easy.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Coming into the NBA Finals, Nikola Jokic's resume was already looking Hall of Fame-worthy. The Joker has already won two MVPs, and if it wasn't for a late push by the 76ers, Joel Embiid, the Nugget star, could have easily completed a three-peat. But in order to secure your place as one of the greatest big men of all time, you need to win a championship or two. After an impressive performance in Games 3 and 4, Jokic and the Nuggets are now on the verge of capturing his first title with a win tonight. The big man may still have some ground to make up on legends like Kareem and Bill Russell, and also Shaquille O'Neal. But after averaging nearly a triple-double in the postseason, leading Denver past two all-time greats in Kevin Durant and LeBron James, securing Denver's first NBA title will certainly have the big man in the conversation as one of the greatest centers of all time. Game 5 tonight in Denver. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
You've heard CEO Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds and GetRefunds.com explain how he's helped so many small businesses with the ERC tax refunds. In fact, Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for many kinds of businesses just like yours. Construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels, and so many more. Government data experts have estimated that 86% of small businesses were likely eligible to receive an ERC tax credit. The challenge is cutting through all the red tape to get your money. Innovation Refunds has specialized tax attorneys who are experienced in government application tax returns. To start the process, you have to go to GetRefunds.com. No upfront charge. They don't get paid until you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds. GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank Waterloo Columbus Catholic baseball coach Bob Ettringer for joining today's show, as well as Cedar Falls High School baseball coach Brett Williams for joining today's show. A lot of fun, like usual, catching up with those two. Best of luck to the Sailors and Tigers with the remainder of their regular seasons. No Cubs baseball tonight. Cubs back tomorrow night at 6:30. They begin a three-game home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Zach Gelb up next. That's it for me today. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow, 6 to 8. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.